The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Thursday the 18th of October. In your Squiz today, the Royals were in Dubbo yesterday with Prince Harry putting a spotlight on the mental health of our farmers. There may be another leadership spill in Canberra. Netflix adds 7 million subscribers in 3 months. And Steve Irwin's son, Robert, is quite the photographer. This is your Squiz today. As we know, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle visited the town of Dubbo yesterday in New South Wales. They were there to talk about the drought, and Prince Harry really summed it up for everyone, telling farmers who have been struggling through the drought that they must not silently suffer.
He's been an incredible advocate along with his brother William for mental health and talking about mental health, and he's been very candid about his own struggles. So it was quite incredible to see him translate that to the drought yesterday, and he spoke very candidly again about, you know, the need for people to talk to each other and to reach out for help if they need it.
Yeah, I guess looking at the footage from yesterday, it was raining in Dubbo, so it's easy to think, oh, well, look, it's all sorted, but there's a long way to go as far as the drought breaking.
Oh, there really is. And actually, it doesn't look like that's in sight anytime soon. The worst of the drought now extends across New South Wales, Victoria, Queensland and South Australia. And the government is putting billions of dollars into government assistance. And part of that is mental health programs. But of course, there's other things like income support and loans and other programs to help farmers along in this really difficult time. And I think, the key point is just a little bit of rain doesn't mean us city slickers can forget about it. It's a really tough haul out there.
Yeah, exactly. Plenty of news around about Nauru this week. And yesterday, the most senior medico who's contracted to work there with refugees and asylum seekers was deported.
It seems that there's been some escalating tensions between the Nauru government and doctors. And I saw one report yesterday saying that the Nauru government is seeing doctors more as activists and problems than as people who are trying to care for these refugees and asylum seekers who are on Nauru. So it wasn't that surprising, I don't think, to people who know a bit about this, that Dr. Nicole Montana was deported yesterday. And she was deported because she took a photograph allegedly of a child receiving treatment, and that's something that the government has banned simply because they don't want that sort of stuff leaking and getting onto social media. And it follows earlier this month the Doctors Without Borders workers who were there providing mental health services being asked to leave as well. So seems this is happening a bit more and more.
And in politics, there looks like there could be another leadership spill. This time it's the Nationals. Michael McCormack, the leader of the Nats, is under a bit of pressure.
It's funny how these things sort of just gain a bit of momentum, and there were reports on the weekend, and we covered it on Monday, that Barnaby Joyce might be drafted back into the leadership. And I say drafted back into the leadership because he was out and about everywhere making it clear yesterday that he wasn't campaigning for it, but if, you know, it would be rather nice if someone asked him to do it, that, you know, he'd be obliging and certainly take it up. And Michael McCormack yesterday made a pitch for stability. It's hard going for him. Apparently there's a rump of his Nationals colleagues who aren't that happy with his performance, and they want to see Barnaby back in the seat. So yeah, apparently nothing on the agenda this week, but it's certainly gaining a lot of attention at the moment.
Let's move right away from politics now. 7 million subscribers joined Netflix between July and September, taking its total membership to 137 million. Quite a company.
And they expect to add about 10 million subscriptions in the quarter that we're in. So what's that, October, November, December. So, amazing. Yeah, it's going like a rocket. And, yeah, the market certainly liked the sound of that too. Their share price was up 12% on the news.
And yesterday, the news that Ian Kiernan, the founder of Clean Up Australia Day, died. You describe him as a yachtsman, environmentalist and protector of Prince Charles. I get all of that except the Prince Charles bit. I don't think it's my age. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, so it was back in 1994 when Ian Kiernan was on a stage with Prince Charles, and there was a shot in the audience, and a man ran onto the stage and was coming at Prince Charles, and Kiernan was one of three guys who were able to tackle the guy and put him to the ground. The other was the premier of the day, John Fay.
That happened in Australia.
Yeah, and policeman. So, yeah, he just happened to be there at that particular point in time. I don't think he's a particular royalist or anything like that, but he was just the guy on the spot. And, yeah, of course, he was there being recognised for his work with Clean Up Australia Day, which, of course, has been a raging success across Australia and has been implemented across the world, and his commitment to ocean programs to clean up and make our environment better was something that he was well known for.
Yeah, from one environmentalist to another, the son of late Steve Irwin, Robert, is quite a talented photographer. He's only 14.
He's incredible. I don't know whether you've seen any of his work on some of the US late night talk shows, but particularly with, what's his name, not Jimmy Kimmel?
Fallon?
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon. Yeah. God, I love Jimmy Fallon. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, quite like both of them, actually. But anyway, it's not about me. It's about,
it could be about you for just a second.
It's about Robert Irwin. yeah, he's an incredible kid, and it's easy to forget that he's so young because he's just so poised and, seemingly quite talented as well with photography. And yeah, he won a highly commended award in the teenage category at the Wildlife Photography of the Year, competition, which is quite a prestigious, photography award. And yeah, he has a picture of it's pretty gross.
Yeah,
it's a spider.
Yeah.
Eating
if you don't
frog.
Like spiders, maybe don't click on the link in the email.
Yeah. Queensland, I guess.
Now, our partner, the Growth Faculty, still has tickets available to see Malala Yousafzai speak when she comes to Australia in early December. Her story is an amazing one. She grew up in Pakistan from a young age. She was an advocate for female education. Due to that advocacy, she was a target for the Taliban and was shot in the face on her way home from school. She's now the world's youngest ever Nobel laureate, and she's a UN messenger for peace. She's an amazing public speaker. Her book is also incredible. She'll be in Sydney on the 10th of December and the Melbourne Convention Centre on the 11th of December. There aren't that many tickets left, so jump on to thegrowthfaculty.com. Use the promo code SQUIZ. Make sure you don't miss out on those tickets. What's the subject line today?
So the subject line today is Rod Stewart's I Don't Want to Talk About It, which is what happened to Prince Harry yesterday. He was apparently in a group chat with some young guys out in Dubbo, and he asked the question about, you know, so how easy is it to talk about your mental health? And apparently you could hear a pin drop in the room, and no one was speaking up, and Harry said, oh, that easy, is it? So, yeah, it's a difficult one for men particularly, but for all of us, I think.
Yeah. And the royal tour continues today with Harry and Meghan heading to Melbourne, so Victorians can catch a glimpse of them there. Thank you so much for listening to the Squiz Today podcast. Jump into the email, plenty more in there, with $100 worth of Belgian chocolate up for grabs if you do read the email every day this week. It's Thursday. We've got one more day to go. We'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.